School District 43, SD 43, has taken the next steps in turning the 100-year-old Ayoko School into a childcare center after a survey revealed huge support for the project. On Tuesday, September 19, the Board of Education approved a bylaw to dispose of the school site that was developed to educate children of Imperial oil workers in 1921. Disposing the property doesn't mean the district is getting rid of the property, however. The bylaw was required by the province to indicate the property wouldn't be needed for a school for the next 10 years or more. As the site is only 1.7 acres in size, it is too small for a modern-day elementary school, which typically would be built for approximately 400 children, a staff report states. Analysis indicates this site will no longer be needed for educational purposes in the foreseeable future. The Ayoko site, located at 101 First Avenue in Port Moody, was shuttered in 2005. The red pin is where the 100-year-old Ayoko school property is located, 101 First Avenue. It could turn into a Port Moody child care center if SD 43 is able to secure provincial funding for the project. By Google Maps. Now, the district plans to apply for a grant for renovations which will require significant funds. However, SD 43 believes a provincial New Spaces Program grant for childcare could cover the entire costs of the renovation. Not surprisingly, a public survey to gather feedback generated 75 responses, which were overwhelmingly positive, for the site to be used for childcare. Several childcare providers also indicated interest in working with the district to be selected to run the center when it finally opens. However, no one has been selected for the job, SD 43 spokesperson Ken Hoff confirmed to the Tri-City News, and finding an operator is among the next steps in reopening the school for a childcare center. And while it's not yet known exactly what the costs of renovation will be, Hoff said the district has an idea of the scope of work. While the district has generally explored the scope of work that would be required at the Ayoko School, the next step in the process would be to bring on a consultant team to do a full evaluation and costing, he explained. Once costing is complete, that becomes part of the New Spaces grant application.